This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Time now for the docket. Few issues are as controversial, emotionally polarizing, or divisive as illegal immigration. It is such a hot-button policy issue that I submit to you that Donald J. Trump rose to the presidency on its intensity. Last week's horrific deaths of 10 migrants that died of suffocation and heat exhaustion while being illegally smuggled in a tractor trailer tragically illustrates just how dire the consequences are of continuing to kick the can down the road on real policy solutions around immigration reform. Sanctuary cities have been the answer for many in the pro-immigrant community. Now, while the intention of sanctuary cities is to protect the immigrant community, I submit to you that they actually further endanger the immigrant community itself, along with greater law enforcement and the public itself.
Sanctuary cities are criminals' biggest friend. If you're an alien smuggler and you're smuggling people in this country as a for a living, that's one sales pitch. We can get you to a sanctuary city where that city will help shield you from immigration. So, you know, I've said it every time I speak. I say it, sanctuary cities need to help us keep the community safe. Sanctuary cities not only endanger public safety, they endanger my law enforcement officers.
So Homan so strongly feels that way that he is threatening prosecution of those aiding and abetting human smuggling with the promises of delivering undocumented men, women, and children, to, quote, safe havens known as sanctuary cities. Homan's prosecution would not be wrong. Beyond blatantly breaking the law, and for the record, I want to make it really clear, it is absolutely against the law to conceal, shield, or harbor undocumented immigrants. Don't take my word for it. Look at Code 8 U.S.C. 1324. Also, it flagrantly disregards and it doesn't cooperate with existing law, and that doesn't make anybody safer. The dynamic created by willfully defining our current immigration law leads to less witness cooperation in immigrant communities, more violence against ICE officers, and more undocumented immigrants being deported in the end. Now listen, nobody appreciates and encourages the richness and the beauty of cultural diversity here in America more than me. But I am not here for sanctuary cities as a means to that end, because they are blatantly illegal and they're a band-aid solution that endangers society, law enforcement, and most the very immigrants that they claim they're trying to protect. Now, Eric, I know that you've said that you are in favor of improving legal immigration. Some people, for some reason, think that's controversial for you to say as a conservative, but I don't get that. I would think that in the conservative community, a law and order position would be fair. I'm saying blatantly, I do not support sanctuary cities, but we've got to get serious about immigration reform.
Agree, and I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that. If there's any question where the administration stands on sanctuary cities, Tom Homan, the acting director of ICE, just cleared it all up. He was very succinct. He said, no, we're not going to support this. We're not going to help out, and we may go after sanctuary cities. I mean, he was very succinct about that. I think he's got it right, and I'm glad to hear that we're taking a harder stand on illegal immigration and an open mind about increasing legal immigration.
And I think that, Kat, is for a lot of people that are very pro-immigrant, that's the part of the conversation they're not hearing enough of. They're not hearing people talk about proactively really getting in there and unclogging a very broken and failed current immigration system that really leads people to be so desperate. And I don't think it's okay, and I don't think it's right, but it's that desperation is why 10 people are dead now, because they were being smuggled over in a tractor trailer.
Absolutely, absolutely correct. I think that there are some conservatives, though, that don't really see the value in legal immigration. And I know that AG Jeff Sessions is one of them. So I think that's why people, when they hear him say anything about illegal immigration, they just get terrified overall. And I completely think the solution is making it easier for people to come here legally, because immigrants do provide a lot of benefits to our economy and our culture.
Now, Kirsten, that's not something that you hear a lot of in GOP circles in terms of when you talk about policy reform. That's not something I can point to a lot of Republicans coming out and really speaking on the record about.
No, they're not. I mean, it's a political football and it's very, very touchy. What they also need to talk about, though, however, making it easier to come here, they need to deal with the backlog in the Justice Department of cases, which means more money and more lawyers into doing this. That's also an incentive for people to come here.
Joe, quickly. Yeah, and I think also it shows you it's a question of supply and demand. If you make it more difficult at the end for people to try and get here illegally, you're going to save lives. And I'd also like to see them not only go after sanctuary cities, but also after employers who chronically employ illegals because they're just making things worse.
Yes, absolutely. And that's not going to make life better or safer for anybody, including the immigrants. They say.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez here with you. Paul Nealon joins us. Been looking forward to this opportunity to talk about America First, what it's all about, what it is, what it isn't. Seems to be a lot of confusion, a lot of defensive knee-jerk reactions about it. But let me remind you of Paul. He's been on Bill Martinez Live before when we were talking about radical Islam and their globalist mindset and how they planned their global invasion. But now we're talking about America First. Nealon is not another lifelong politician, as you'll find out once again. He's a business executive and inventor. Started out on the factory floor and through God's grace, grit, and determination rose to lead Fortune 500 manufacturing businesses around the world. He challenged Speaker Paul Ryan, as you might recall, in Wisconsin's 2016 First Congressional District to stop Trans-Pacific Partnership and secure America's border. Two things which are, one for sure is on his way, and one thing that Donald Trump already responded to. Today he's waging the battle against the refugee resettlement racket and leading the cause to fight for American values. Paul, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great to be on, Bill. Thanks. I'm great.
Hey, good to be talking about your just-released book here, Wage the Battle, Putting America First in the Fight to Stop Globalist Politicians and Secure the Borders.
I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, go ahead.
This book is, you know, I'm an engineer, so for an engineer to write a book is a very interesting endeavor. Yeah. I have a whole lot more respect for people who write books now, I can assure you, Bill.
Well, in your manufacturing engineering concept, you follow set engineering type principles, which for those people that have a tendency to be a little bit more left-brained, this is absolute comfort to their mindset, because so much in the public discourse, especially in the political process, we hear general terms and they don't necessarily rhyme with the reason of an engineering mindset, do they?
No, that's right. But I'll tell you, I had some great partners over at WND mm-hmm. who kind of coached stories out of me. I come from a family of storytellers. We love talking. We meet people on the street and instantly become friends. Right. So they coached that out of me.
Well, and I guess we get to benefit from that. So thank goodness for WND and their coaching here for you to do what you naturally have been doing all your life, as we would say on the islands of Hawaii, which I'm heading to here very shortly, Paul. We talk story. That's what we do, right?
That's right. That's right. And you know, when I ran against Speaker Ryan, I had a 30-year business career. I started out in a factory, 18 years old, went to school at night for my engineering degree, eventually ran that factory and ran factories around the world. And so I've had tens of thousands of employees. So you can imagine the number of stories that I've got running businesses, creating profitable operations, moving business back to the United States. I mean, I've closed businesses in Canada and in Mexico and in China and moved that work back to the United States more profitably. So when I've lived overseas running businesses, I know what international trade's about. I know what good trade's about. I know the value of American workers and how innovative they are and what stifling regulations can do to businesses and what also not a lot of people maybe inherently get this, but if you're on the receiving end of a government regulation that you can use to stifle somebody else's work mm-hmm. and promote your own, that's almost like monopoly power.
Right.
Paul Ryan has worked on behalf of companies, big companies, very big companies, so that they can squelch small and mid-sized companies unfairly. And mm-hmm. and I am completely against that. Now, on a global scale, I'm for tilting the playing field in favor of American workers.
Right.
I do not like that term level the playing field at all. I do not want the playing field leveled for our workers or our retirees or our children. I want them to have the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this book is about. This book is a call to action. It's been described as a battle plan. And I'm very flattered by that because that's really what it was written to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if anybody understands globalism, it has been you. You've experienced it on the front lines, the good, bad, and everything else in between here. And I'm like you, Paul, frankly. I've always believed in gaining an unfair advantage in marketing or in any other thing we do because that's what competition does, right?
Sure.
We don't just go and play basketball and field any five people just so that we're one-on-one and there's a level playing field. What makes it unlevel is if you happen to have LeBron James and any other superstar, Michael Jordan, on your team, you start to set things in motion in such a way to where you have an unfair advantage so that you could win the contest, right?
That's absolutely right. And you know, if your listeners go to Elect Nehlen, electnehlen.com, they'll look at the issues page and see that I am absolutely in position where I suggest American politicians should work for America. There are Japanese politicians who work for the Japanese workers. There are German politicians who work for German people.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, we know the Russians are doing the same thing. So, yes, we can go right down the line, right?
Why? Why do politicians like Paul Ryan suggest we need to level the playing field? He's been heard many times saying, you know, he thinks about the guy in Mexico or the guy in India who wants to emigrate to this country and make a better life. Hey, look, your job is to think about the American citizens who are already here, mm-hmm. who are working hard, who are at the bottom of the economic ladder, and getting knocked off by illegal aliens, either
exactly.
visa overstays or people who come across the border. There are 5.5 billion people in this world who make less than the average Mexican worker. He can't possibly suggest we're going to bring them all here to the United States and make their life better. It doesn't work that way. We can help them in their country, but the first thing we've got to do is make sure our veterans aren't living in the street.
Exactly.
We're
going
to make sure that our teachers are getting the best education, and our poorest teachers, poorest educators, are taken out of that system. If they're not good at their job, you don't leave them in it. You don't socially promote teachers who are then corrupting our children's education. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, what are we putting at risk here? You know, and I've said, you know, we should have, everybody should have a fair chance to win, which speaks of competency. And if you're a brain surgeon killing 9 out of 10 people, that's probably not your gig. And for too long in the educational system, to your point here, I agree with you, Paul, wholeheartedly, is that we have done damage to our young kids because we've allowed people to continue to teach when they have no business of being teachers. They should be reassigned for their own good.
That's right.
As well as our kids.
That's absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, Paul, look, we got to hit the pause button right now. Stay with me. We've got more from Paul Neyland. We're talking about America First, what it is and what it isn't. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Paul Neyland joins us. We're talking about the wage of the battle, his new book, Putting America First in the Fight to Stop Globalist Politicians and Secure the Borders. Paul's background is as an engineer, as a manufacturer. He has realized firsthand what globalism is all about. The upside, downside, he's taken companies because the government promoted it. It incentivized him to take his companies outside of the United States, hire people overseas, and he's been able to repatriate those jobs and his companies back in America because he experienced the effect of globalism, the upside and the downside of it, and he has discovered that America still is a very good place in which to do business, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, misunderstand me. I think there's no problem with an American company building a factory in Germany to supply product in Germany. What I have a huge problem with is American companies building factories in China for the sole purpose of repatriating the product that they built at a disadvantage to the American workers. That should not be the case. If they want to build a factory to supply the Chinese with product and repatriate the profits, that's fabulous. Mm-hmm. But here you have somebody like Speaker Ryan, and President Trump has said we want to reduce corporate taxes to 15%. I've gone even further. I've said 12. And I said 12 because that would be lower than Ireland, which is at 12.5%. Then Canada is at 15. Speaker Ryan has said, let's take it down to 25.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. I agree with you.
The reason he says 25 is because big corporations will have tax attorneys and tax accountants, and they'll reduce it below 15, but your small and mid-sized manufacturers will be stuck at 25.
Exactly.
And they will be at a disadvantage. And so I don't agree with Speaker Ryan's approach to this. He screwed us up on repealing Obamacare. The Freedom Caucus wanted to repeal it. Jim Jordan was on another radio show. I heard him live say that they had the bill ready to go, and in comes Ryan with this RyanCare 1.0 and shocked everybody. And he said, oh, come on, guys. You know, we campaigned on this. This is the Better Way plan. You know, we didn't hire Speaker Ryan here in Wisconsin's 1st District to be a pamphleteer.
Right.
He walks around with that Better Way pamphlet. And that is not what we want. An America First agenda. We want a border wall. Hmm. We want to secure our borders. You can't effectively deport somebody without a means to keep them out of this country. Mm-hmm. Brian's against that. Why? Because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce wants more low-cost labor streaming into this country because it depresses wages for everyone. So,
yeah, how does that make sense when we have American workers today demanding a $15 minimum wage? I mean, we get a lot of dynamic tension just in those two issues right there.
Everywhere a mandatory minimum $15 wage has been enacted, every locality has been a disaster. They have seen businesses close and their tax base eroded immensely the minute it happens. That is, you cannot say that there is a minimum of that high of a dollar value for the value of somebody's work. Mm-hmm. It will drive you to automation. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with driving towards automation. There's always going to be jobs in this country. If you reduce the corporate tax rate to 12% or even to 15%, you would see so many companies around the world co-locate their factories here in the United States to supply locally, just like I suggested, build a factory in Germany to supply Germany. The United States has the biggest market. We have all the leverage. If we had low taxes, so many companies would rather build here using American labor, shipping locally, and winning locally, and they would want to repatriate their profits back to their home country. There wouldn't be a problem with that, Bill, because we'd have American workers working and you'd have two or three jobs to choose from. There would be more jobs than people could actually fill, and that would spur innovation. That would spur automation. Look at Japan. Japan has a shrinking number of people. They're not inviting waves of immigrants in. What they're doing is they're automating their economy. They're nationalizing their debt, which is a whole nother thing that we could spend a whole radio show on.
Right.
Another thing we ought to do. But I think there, if we can get, Bill, some really good candidates around the country who believe in Donald Trump, believe in the America First agenda, and wouldn't fight him every step of the way, take every opportunity to find a microphone when there's some fake news story that they want to bash him with, like Speaker Ryan tends to do, or Adam Kinzinger tends to do. I think we can do some magnificent things in this country and literally make this country great again.
Well, look what we've done so far in 6 months, in spite of all these people, as you say, going around and putting a stick in the spokes of the Trump administration, trying to obstruct and block. And you've got that, not only the Democrats, but you have that establishment, that D.C. establishment, that the force is being disrupted because you've got an outsider who's not beholden to the same K Street interests and lobbyists that these other politicians are involved with, and they don't like it. They don't like being called on it. But just the mere, you know, threat that and even action being taken in terms of these regulations being lifted. Let me ask you this, Paul. I mean, for somebody who's been in all these different countries and the labor force, you know, Donald Trump is saying, you know, hire American, buy American. Compare the labor force here in America to other labor forces in these other countries that you've experience. What is the quality of the American labor force?
Oh, it's by and large fantastic. I mean, my vast experience has been in manufacturing. So I've been in heavy welding, heavy metalworking, and also in clean room type environments where clean room for building food and beverage equipment that meets pasteurized milk ordinance, very strict standards for the surface tolerance, surface finish. And the American workforce is innovative. They are clever. They are highly motivated. Other workforces, France, for instance, France, you know, wants to work 30 hours a week. They really do not see a huge value in working past the shift in order to make sure a customer gets the product that they want on time. They much more hire, more value. Hey, we want our off time. We don't want to take our cell phone home. We don't want to be bothered by any of our customers if it's not work hours. Americans, they look at that and they say, wait a minute, our customers are our lifeblood. We
exactly
care about our customers. You know, they're like family to us.
And Paul, one thing, let me interject this, because what people don't understand is if you're in Europe, if you're in France, for example, and you violate that cultural norm, you start losing access to a labor force, don't you?
Oh, that's right.
You're blackballed.
Right. But you're blackballed, and you are ostracized in your community, really ostracized. And when I was over there, it was 2010, 11, 12, and I spent a fair amount of time in Germany, too. And I asked my general managers, I had three factories in Germany, one in Norderstedt up in the north, Una, and another in the south. And I would say to them, you're importing so many people from Turkey. What, are you guys crazy? This can't end well. And they're like, well, we don't have enough people in this country. We need more people to work in the country. And I said, yeah, but they're not assimilating. A lot of them weren't even working at the time. Some were in the factories. The vast majority of the factories were staffed with Germans. And now we see what's going on in Germany. They've got so many people over there that aren't working. The crime rate's growing through the roof. And they're raiding German homes to see if anybody's saying anything negatively on Facebook or Twitter.
Unbelievable. Hey, Paul, I'm sorry. We're out of time. We've got to leave it there. We're going to remind everybody to go to your website, Elect Nehlen, N-E-H-L-E-N, electnehlen.com for more information. Of course, his book is linked on our website, Wage the Battle, Putting America First in the Fight to Stop Globalist Politicians and Secure the Borders. Paul, look forward to having you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. Appreciate it.
God bless, Bill. Thanks.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates plus that we have, including Red State Talk Radio, we thank them for carrying us live every day. Also for carrying our electronic billboard on 42nd Street. Hey, I'm Broadway Bill now. I'm not kidding. You know, right next to Dave and Buster's, and we appreciate that relationship and association as well. And, of course, around the world via shortwave. Hey, we're going to talk about turning grief into greatness with Jeff Kemp. Jeff is, the Kemp, you know the Kemp name, quarterback in the NFL for 11 years. Playing for the Rams, the 49ers, Seahawks, and the Eagles. He and his father, Jack Kemp, were the first father-son quarterback in NFL history. Today, Jeff speaks at community events, churches, men's and marriage conferences, business conferences, and prayer breakfasts. He is the vice president of family life, focusing on networking and speaking on how to strengthen families. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to imagine. I mean, here it is, spring camp time. I mean, some of the bones, every once in a while, they kind of, you know, almost aching to get back in the mix every once in a while about this time of year.
Well, I bent over to put my socks on today, and my hip was aching, so I don't know if it was aching to get back on the field because some of those hips and wear and tear are showing up on this older body.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I love football.
Yeah, exactly.
I love seeing them reporting to camp, and you know, the cool thing about it is it's not scripted. You don't know what's going to happen. A great team could have injuries and not make it. A team with a bunch of superstars could have a bunch of egos and not gel. A team that has an amazing spirit of sacrifice and commitment and dedication to one another can rise and win a Super Bowl. So it'd be fun to see.
Well, that's what I love to see all the time is team. You know, when these guys come together, I mean, you talk about the ultimate reality television, is you see how these guys are able to, you know, come together, like you say, for the cause of the team, not individual identity. And you see time and time again where the team, the true teams and all that that represents, the togetherness, the unified spirit of a single mission makes them almost indomitable, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's hard to do that year in after, you know, year in and year out. They're paid so much and the notoriety and fame is so much. It's hard to keep in check the self-centered pride that is kind of our human problem.
Right.
And that's where fabulous coaching and great organizations find a way to paint the picture that, you know what, we do so much better individually when we do better as a group. So, yeah. You know, submit yourself, work your tail off, sacrifice. Shut down the stupidity for the sake of the team.
Yes.
And you can get to the Super Bowl that way.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, it's that ego, that three-letter word that is so powerful that can get in the way of a unified spirit. Hey, Jeff, I want to talk to you about your one of your latest articles and messages that you sent out, From Quadriplegic to Mega Encourager. What a great story this is.
Yeah, the story is that, and it's on the video on Facebook, theblitz.com this week, but about 55 years ago, say 40 years ago or so, Johnny Erickson Tata, her name was Johnny Erickson back then. Mm-hmm. She ended up marrying a football coach by the name of Ken Tata, but she was an energetic, athletic, beautiful, athletic young lady, and she was at the ocean, dove into the water, the wave hit her wrong, and her head hit the bottom of the ocean. It broke her neck. She became a paraplegic, a quadriplegic, and was in a wheelchair. Has been now for 40 years, which many people don't live that long, but she has thrived for 40 years. And I think there were about a year or two of brutal grief and depression and anger, frustration. God, why did you let this happen? Like any teenager would probably ask. But she turned a corner, and it was a bigger picture of God's purpose in the world for her that brought her through it. And she got a purpose to become an encourager to others, that nothing should hold us back. She started becoming an artist. She's always been a singer. She developed those skills. She built a ministry called Johnny and Friends, and for years has been speaking, encouraging, training, counseling, running camps for people with disabilities, saying that, you know, we're not defined by what we don't have. We're defined by the God we do have and what we can do to encourage others.
Exactly.
Which is what Johnny's done, yeah.
Yeah, she's the ultimate servant. You know, we're honored to see her just about every year here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And she goes about the convention, her and Ken, you know, the epitome of love, you know, just going around and just caring for people. And you think, wow, I mean, here is a woman that you might see on the surface and think she is so lacking. But she just demonstrates time and again that she has so much to give. And you talk about the mega encourager that she is. Oh, my goodness. One special woman.
Yeah, it made me think of a couple passages in the Bible. One of them is, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There is evil in the world. There is an enemy. Satan is the enemy of God and all good things. Your spouse isn't your enemy. Your teenager acting like a dumb idiot isn't the enemy. Your boss who fires you isn't the enemy. The other political party isn't the enemy. The enemy is the one who created lies and deception and selfishness and division and has caused cancer and rebellion and all the problems in this world. But don't be overcome by that evil. Overcome it with the transcending good of a God who can heal and forgive all things, can bring beauty out of pain. And the other verse is, all things work together for God's good and our good.
Right.
For those who love God and who are called according to his greater purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge. Many times we get shrunk into one little purpose. Jeff Kemp, how can I be happy? How can I be a success? What can make my life happy? That small purpose actually works against me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have God's purpose, which is to accept his love and show it to others, then it turns out much better in my life. So that way we can overcome evil with good. We can overcome the bad with positives, the way Johnny Erickson Tata and her husband Ken have for so many years.
And, Jeff, as you point out, that's where the rubber meets the road. You know, for those of us who have lived this out and have experienced that very verse, the times when we made it about us, very frustrating. I mean, it's like we're trying to fight the wind, like the book of Ecclesiastes talks about. You know, we're just fighting an uphill stream. It doesn't work. We're not in the flow. There's no peace. We're restive, and we're not fun to be around. But those times where we, you know, we focus on God and let God be God through us, boy, it's there. And you know, and then you find yourself in those moments like Paul, the very things that I don't want to do, I do. That which I, you know, I mean, we're just, you know, turned upside down. But such is life on this earth and this plane, this side of eternity without, you know, without God all the time, right?
Yeah. I have a friend who told me she had a lot of fears in life. One of them was a fear of losing her marriage and losing her family. And she didn't quite have a faith in God that was so big that he could carry her through anything. And eventually her marriage did end.
Mm.
And she was a divorced single mom. And it drove her to a deeper trust and relationship with God out of desperation. And I remember telling me afterwards, I never would have wanted this, but I've discovered I can handle being divorced. I can handle being single. God is big enough. Now, he doesn't want us to have to go through pain to discover
right.
that. But I guarantee you, the enemy of our soul has created enough pain in this world that you'll get to go through some of it. But it'll probably be the thing that drives you closer to God rather than success and ease and comfort and vacations. Those things don't automatically drive us closer to God in humility.
You know, without a doubt. Yeah, as you say, in going deep, Jeff, please remember that God is not our enemy. He is not our enemy, is he?
No. God is not our enemy, nor is your spouse, nor are the other people around you. If you focus on someone else as the source of your problems, you've given up power to change. And if you focus on yourself as the source of your problems, in the sense that I'm no good, I don't qualify, you know, God can't forgive me, I'm shameful, then Satan has trapped you.
Exactly.
Yes. You know, God is the source of the solution, and just admitting, I need you, God, is the way we find that solution.
Well, we got to leave it right there to pause and for you to consider a Salem moment. Compliments of Jeff Kemp.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing, all night long.
Just about 12 minutes before the top of the hour. Make it 14 because we're generous. And before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Daniel Allitt, deputy commentator, editor for the Washington Examiner, and his twin brother, documentary filmmaker Jordan Allitt, are back with us with an update on the race to 2020, the people and places that will define a presidency. Daniel, Jordan, always good to have you with us. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Good to be with you. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Hey, Daniel, give us an update from the last time we talked. What an exciting project. This is a special and unique four-year reporting project that will monitor the pulse of the Trump presidency with deep, long-form reporting in 9 key counties that helped swing the election of the Republican candidate. Where are we at now?
We're in Trempealeau County, Wisconsin. This is our fourth county. Mm-hmm. We went to Robeson County, North Carolina, Erie County, Pennsylvania, Howard County, Iowa, and now we're in Trempealeau County, Wisconsin, which is in western central Wisconsin, right along the Mississippi. Now, all four of these counties were Obama counties that swung to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of swing voters, a lot of voters who aren't ideological. And one thing I did last week on the 6-month anniversary of Trump's inauguration, I asked about 2 dozen people from three of the counties that we've been to, a lot of Trump supporters, a lot of Obama Trump supporters, how he's doing. And I asked him to give me a grade so far, 6 months in, and the average, maybe, actually, what do you think the average grade was that he got from these people?
I got to say a high B, if not an A, minus.
Actually, it was a B minus.
Okay.
And I was a bit surprised. I thought it would be a bit higher. But, you know, there's one issue that's a sticking point for a lot of these people. And a lot of people said, oh, I'm going to give him a C. But if he weren't doing this, I would probably give him an A. What do you think that issue is?
Are they bothered by all the tweeting stuff?
They are. That is the issue. We heard it from left-wing Bernie Sanders supporters who would never support Trump to, you know, a lot of real diehard Trump supporters and across the spectrum. A lot of people just wish he'd lay off the tweeting a bit.
They're not, Jordan, they're not seeing that the tweeting is kind of his way to balance out the mainstream media trying to tell his story, right?
Yeah, I think there's an irony there that they were drawn to Trump because he bypassed traditional media, and he kind of spoke his mind. He wasn't politically correct. But now that he's president, a lot of people say, well, you got to do things differently. But I think a lot of times they don't mind him tweeting. They don't mind his viewpoint on the issues. It's some of the jabs that he includes, or I guess some of the words that he uses, they wish that now that he's president, he would dial that back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, his supporters will ultimately look past that.
Daniel, are you curious with that? Because we seem to be rather contentious as a culture and as a country, but maybe he's causing Main Street America to become a little bit more sensitive. What do you think?
You think Trump is?
No, yeah, I'm saying that maybe he's causing Main Street America to be a little bit more sensitive because of these tweets. I mean, as Jordan was just saying, the people are bothered by, you know, some of the stuff that is outside of, the issue, the personal attacks and that sort of thing, which, I see as being a bit ironic only because we seem to, be observers of more contention and that kind of animosity in the general marketplace, but they don't want their president acting that way, do they?
Yeah, I think one big issue is they feel it's a distraction. He could be spending his time better trying to move legislation, trying to accomplish some of the promises that he made. And so they feel like, well, I don't mind if Trump attacks the media. I kind of like that, but he's doing it so often. And when he's tweeting at 6 a.m. about morning Joe, well, what isn't he doing? Maybe he should be corralling Republicans into passing the health care bill instead.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand how they can see that as a disfocus. Jordan, what has surprised you out there?
Well, one thing that has surprised me when we were in Howard County, for example, is now this county swung. Had the biggest swing, about a 40-point swing. So it supported Obama 4 years ago by 20 percentage points and then swung 20 points in support of President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the Democrats, there's a lot of turmoil going on within the Democratic Party there, where you had a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters who just felt like things were just set up for Hillary Clinton and that Sanders had no, had no chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it came down to voting for Hillary versus Trump, a lot of them voted third party. Some of them actually swung towards Trump, or some didn't vote at all. So I think a lot of people have sort of underestimated the amount of dislike and distrust that a lot of Democrats had for Hillary Clinton.
Daniel, I know the group gave him a B-. Are they still fairly optimistic with some of the changes that they're seeing in the first 6 months of this administration?
Yeah, most people agree with what he's trying to do, what he's done on Supreme Court. I asked everyone to list the achievements that they liked the most, and almost everybody listed Supreme Court, Gorsuch, and without elaboration, which tells you, it's obvious that was a great thing. And the executive orders, some environmental stuff. So they like what he's trying to do. Some of them are saying, well, I'm going to be patient. This guy was an outsider, non-politician. We did love that about him. And so we're going to give him some time. So I think a lot of his key supporters will stay with him because at least he is trying to do what he promised.
Right. Jordan, is you know, in these counties that you've been to, are they perceiving the deep state and the establishment interference?
Yeah, I think that they are. I think that's why, you know, they are drawn to both Bernie Sanders and President Trump. And a lot of people in D.C. just don't understand that. And I think that's, you know, part of the reason we're out here, to give these people a voice so that they can articulate that to sort of the political class and the journalists. So that's definitely something we pick up on here in the Midwest.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, for this project, The Race to 2020, The People, The Places That Will Define a Presidency, you and Jordan are investigating and kind of keeping a pulse on these nine targeted counties, these voting areas that were so key to 2016, and you see them as being the heartbeat and could be the main heartbeat for who gets elected for 2020, right?
Oh yeah, and if he loses support among a lot of these less ideological supporters and voters of his, it's going to be a problem. So I think for the, you know, until the end of the year, over the next, you know, 6 months, they need to pass something major. Mm-hmm. Healthcare reform looks to be off the table. Tax reform, infrastructure is huge out here, and we're in the upper Mississippi region. Both for Howard County, Iowa, and then Trempealeau, Wisconsin, everyone mentions infrastructure as being a priority. And let me tell you, driving around, it should be a priority. So they need to pass some tax reform or infrastructure to help salvage this first year and to maintain some of that support.
Jordan, healthcare not that big an issue? They're not confronted with the healthcare deal. Is it more something that they see the mainstream media contriving, or they're just not running into many healthcare issues?
Oh no, a lot of people voted for Trump because, and a lot of Obama supporters who saw their premiums go up, so they really bought into repeal and replace. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of where people are placing the blame. A lot of them are saying, look, Republicans went, you know, they need to pass a bill. It's not Trump's fault.
Right.
And you know, oh, you know, too many moderates. They're not passing anything conservative enough. So I think a lot of his supporters are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt on Obamacare and on health care. Now, obviously, if something passes and he doesn't sign it for some reason, that'll be a different issue. But right now, a lot of that blame is for them is going through their congressional, you know, representatives and so forth.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, we got to wrap things up. Appreciate all the great work that you and Jordan are doing, and you'll be keeping us up to date on the Race to 2020, the people, places that will define a presidency. Where's the next stop?
Well, we're in Trempealeau now. We're going to be in Macomb County in August, County, Michigan, which is the birthplace of Reagan Democrats.
Right. So what's going to happen is you're going through these nine, and then you're going to just keep on cycling these nine voting areas through the four-year period, right?
Yeah, and after we've been to each one once, we'll probably crisscross and go back. If there's an important event somewhere, we'll go back to a county we've been to before. But in general, we're spending about a month in each place. Mm-hmm. And so the next time we get there, it'll be, you know, a year later, see how things have changed, how people's views of the president and the politics have changed over the course of that year and so forth.
Well, Jordan and Daniel Allitt, Daniel, the deputy commentator editor for the Washington Examiner, his twin brother, documentary filmmaker Jordan Allitt, are out there amongst them, keeping their finger on the pulse for this race to 2020, the people, places that will define a presidency. And we look forward to hearing back from you guys, okay?
Thanks.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, It took several months of taking One Rule Away before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.